Rule 65 of the Rules of Court, Certiorari, Prohibition, and Mandamus. Section 1. Petition for Certiorari. When any tribunal, board, or officer exercising judicial or quasi-judicial functions has acted without or in excess its or his jurisdiction or with grave abuse of discretion, amounting to lack or excess of jurisdiction, and there is no appeal or any plain, speedy, and adequate remedy in the ordinary course of law, a person aggrieved thereby may file a verified petition in the proper court, alleging the facts with certainty and praying that judgment be rendered annulling or modifying the proceedings of such tribunal, board, or officer and granting such incidental reliefs as law and justice may require. The petition shall be accompanied by a certified true copy of the judgment, order, or resolution subject thereof, copies of all pleadings and documents relevant and pertinent thereto, and a sworn certification of non-forum shopping as provided in the third paragraph of Rule 3, of Section 3, Rule 46. Section 2. Petition for Prohibition. When the proceedings of any tribunal, corporation, board, officer, or person, whether exercising judicial, quasi-judicial, or ministerial functions, are without or in excess of its or his jurisdiction or with grave abuse of discretion amounting to lack or excess of jurisdiction, and there is no appeal or any other plain, speedy, and adequate remedy in the ordinary course of law, a person aggrieved thereby may file a verified petition in the proper court, alleging the facts with certainty and praying that judgment be rendered, commanding the respondent to desist from further proceedings in the action or matter specified therein, or otherwise granting such incidental reliefs as law and justice may require. The petition shall likewise be accompanied by a certified true copy of the judgment, order, or resolution subject thereof, copies of all pleadings and documents relevant and pertinent thereto, and a sworn certification of non-forum shopping as provided in the third paragraph of Section 3, Rule 46. Section 3. Petition for Mandamus. When any tribunal, corporation, board, officer, or person unlawfully neglects the performance of an act which the law specifically enjoins as a duty resulting from an office, trust, or station, or unlawfully excludes another for another from the use and enjoyment of a right or office to which such other is entitled, and there is no other plain, speedy, and adequate remedy in the ordinary course of law, the person aggrieved thereby may file a verified petition in the proper court alleging the facts with certainty and praying that judgment be rendered commanding the respondent immediately or at some other time to be specified by the court to do the act required to be done to protect the rights of the petitioner and to pay the damages sustained by the petitioner by reason of the wrongful acts of the respondent. The petition shall also contain a sworn certification of a non-forum shopping as provided in the third paragraph of Section 3, Rule 46. Section 4. When and where petition filed. The petition shall be filed not later than 60 days from notice of the judgment, order or resolution in case a motion for reconsideration or new trial is timely filed. Whether such motion is required or not, the 60 days period shall be counted from notice of the denial of said motion. The petition shall be filed in the Supreme Court, or if it relates to the acts or omission of a lower court or of a corporation, board, officer, or person in the regional trial court exercising jurisdiction over the territorial area as defined by the Supreme Court. It may also be filed in the Court of Appeals whether or not the same is in aid of its appellate jurisdiction, or in the Sindigan Bayan if it is in aid of its appellate jurisdiction. If it involves the acts or omissions of a quasi-judicial agency unless otherwise provided by law or these rules, the petition shall be filed and cognizable only by the Court of Appeals. No extension of time to file the petition shall be granted except for compelling reasons and in no case exceeding 15 days. Section 5. Respondents and costs in certain cases. When the petition filed relates to the acts or omissions of a judge, court, quasi-judicial agency, tribunal, corporation, board, officer, or person, the petitioner shall enjoin as private respondent or respondents with such public respondent or respondents the person or persons interested in sustaining the proceedings in the court and it shall be the duty of such private respondents to appear and defend both in his or their own behalf and in behalf of the public respondent or respondents affected by the proceedings, and the cost awarded in such proceedings in favor of the petitioner shall be against the private respondents only and not against the judge, court, quasi-judicial agency, tribunal, corporation, board, officer, or person pleaded as public respondent or respondents, unless otherwise specifically directed by the court where the petition is pending. The public respondent shall not appear in or file an answer or comment to the petition or any pleading therein. If the case is elevated to a higher court by either party, the public respondent shall be included therein as nominal parties. However, unless otherwise specifically directed by the court, they shall not appear or participate in the proceedings therein. Section 6. Order to comment. If the petition is sufficient in form and substance to justify such process, the court shall issue an order requiring the respondent or respondents to comment on the petition within 10 days from receipt of a copy thereof. Such order shall be served on the respondents in such manner as the court may direct, together with a copy of the petition and any annexes thereto, and petitions for certiorari before the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals, the provisions of Section 2, Rule 56 shall be observed. Before giving due course thereto, the court may require the respondent to file their comment to and not a motion to dismiss the petition. Thereafter, the court may require the filing of a reply and such other responsive or other pleadings as it may deem necessary and proper. Section 7. Expediting proceedings, injunctive relief. The court in which the petition is filed may issue orders expediting the proceedings, and it may also grant a temporary restraining order or a writ of preliminary injunction for the preservation of the rights of the parties pending such proceedings. The petition shall not interrupt the course of the principal case unless a temporary restraining order or a writ of preliminary injunction has been issued against the public respondent from further proceeding in the case. Section 8. Proceedings after comment is filed. After the comment or other pleadings required by the court are filed, or the time for the filing thereof has expired, the court may hear the case or require the parties to submit memoranda. If after such hearing or submission of memoranda or the expiration of the period for the filing thereof, the court finds that the allegations of the petition are true, it shall render judgment for the relief prayed for or to which the petitioner is entitled. The court, however, may dismiss the petition if it finds the same to be patently without merit, prosecuted manifestly for delay, or that the questions raised therein are too unsubstantial to require consideration. Section 9. Service and enforcement of order or judgment. A certified copy of the judgment rendered in accordance with the last preceding section shall be served upon the court, quasi-judicial agency, tribunal, corporation, board, officer, or person concerned in such manner as the court may direct, and disobedience thereto shall be punished as contempt. An execution may issue for any damages or costs awarded in accordance with Section 1 of Rule 39.